What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning up to Pogo City Radio. I'm Andrew. This is Tom. All right, how's everybody doing there? Andrew Bedlam up here all by his lonesome. And maybe I can make things so people can hear them. Maybe that would help. But how everybody doing on there? Sunday edition of Pogo City Radio. I think I may have to redo that opening for the podcast. Definitely having some technical difficulties this morning. I'm really curious. I can't really do a playback while the live show's on. I guess I could. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. I don't know. But just hanging out. Nothing really going on this Sunday, except we definitely, I don't remember what was said on Pogo. I don't remember if we've had a show where we said Jethro was designing us a new like logo and mascot. Now, Jethro did the Getting Blasted cover for the Parasitics and Blanks, all right? So we asked him. Sean actually came up with this idea for, he has had it for a while now. He wanted like a logo with like a record person, like a record with like arms and legs, you know what I'm saying? And Jethro put it all together, and he gave us a couple rough drafts, and the rough drafts look good enough, but he's doing a bunch more. And we're all arguing over how we want Pogo City Radio written. But Jess and Sean don't agree on anything, apparently. Not a color, not a style, not a font. But but I decided, and they agreed, that we are going to ask the listeners and followers on social media and on the show to pick, to give us suggestions for the name. So last night, I made up the list, all suggestions from other people, not one from me, Sean, or Jess, and I have 30 of them here now. We posted it in our Facebook like story thing, got a bunch of replies, and remember, the best way to get your band played on here and the best way to get fun shit like this is to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Pogo City Radio, facebook.com/Pogo City Radio. But a little bit later in the show, maybe in a couple tracks, I'm going to start reading off. I'll probably rattle off all 30 names that I have. And by the time we get to the next show, we're going to narrow it down to maybe five. We'll narrow it down to five, and then probably going to do some type of Facebook poll with the five finalists, and then let people vote to pick the name, most likely. But I will read off the 30, and we opened up the show with the Casualties and Riot for obvious reasons, and would like to say again, fuck the police. But yes, for obvious reasons, we opened up with Riot, and we're going to keep that going. Here's a Jersey band, the Bristles, with Bomb Tonight, coming off Pogo Till You. That was the bristle. Now I gotta give you a twofer. I gotta give you a twofer from these guys. Now, I was a little nervous that playing this song was gonna get me like blacklisted when I was flying to Florida in February. But here's the Bristles with Kill the President. Right, that was the Bristles right there on Pogo City Radio. Hope you like that one. Now, I want to get to some blanks, right? And it's funny, I don't have the 7-inch anymore. I used to have the Let's Riot 7-inch. And I know somebody, I remember seeing on one of those Facebook mail calls, somebody bought the fucking 7-inch. Mike had some of, what's it, the one with the 92 election one, Destroy Your Generation. That's what I'm talking about. That's right. But I'm talking about the track Let's Riot. Now, I always loved that song, especially that version. And I've mentioned that to Mike and Renee and the 7-inch, and they're like, what are you, fucking stupid? That song sounds like shit. And I don't have the 7-inch, so I can't play the version I want to play, but I know I'm gonna get a hold of it. I'm going to get a hold of it, and I'm going to play it because I fucking love it, and it's awesome. But yeah, it's much slower. It's much slower. I love it. I love it all slow. It just makes it more Chuck Berry-ish. All right, but we're going to get to some Blank 77 up next with Let's Riot.
All aboard!
On Pogo City Radio. But yeah, why don't we take a quick second? And if you guys missed me say it in the beginning, live listeners, we have 30 suggestions that came from listeners and followers for the name of this little record dude that Sean asked Jethro to design. So let me bring up the list. On my phone. I sent it to everyone last night and they were all asleep because they a bunch of bitches. But yes, I was literally up at midnight writing things on the little notepad on my fucking cell phone because I posted, like, I asked for suggestions at like four different places. So, and I got suggestions at like all of them, but then I had to like run around and like narrow the list down. Okay, I found it. All right, so in no particular order, just the order I wrote them down in because that was the order I read them in, I have 30 here. Some of them are real good. Some of them are shitty. Some of them are funny, and I don't understand some of them. All right, first on the top, we got Bongo McStuffins. Or no, McSwillington. McSwillington. We got Dabney Riot Snot, Bounce Back, Mojo Dixon, Hawkey, Sicky, Marls, Poe Hawk, Paco, Oscar, Pogo, keeping it simple, Pibbles, Daddy Pogo, kind of like that one, Bob, Carlos Jones, what, Carlos Jones? Well, I mean, I'm kind of Daddy Pogo, I think, so I don't know. But Bob, Carlos Jones, here's a popular one, Vinny Vinyl. That's been suggested by multiple people. Mr. Pukey McPunkface, also another one that has been suggested by multiple people, Scratchy. So Scratchy and Vinyl Vinny have kind of pulled, probably definitely going to be in the finals, because Vinyl Vinny's been named by like three people. Scratchy's been named by at least two, including Jethro, who drew it, so that gets it some bonus points. We got 8-Ball, and then we got PC, the letter P hyphen CEE. We got Pogo Ballistic, Spiky, Pogo Mo, Nut Smash, Pogo Balls, Bongo, Studzilla, Eater of the Upper Class, Sven, Spin, and Pack. That is the 30. Should I read them off again? No, I'm not going to. But I definitely, I'm a fan of Studzilla, Eater of the Upper Class. I do like Spin. Of course, I like 8-Ball. That sounds fun. Fucking scratchy vinyl Vinny. Bob's cute, but I do like Bob. That is, it actually remembers I had an ex-girlfriend who always wanted an orange cat, and she just wanted to name it Bob. She wanted an orange cat named Bob, and then she finally got a cat, and like it was one they like found, and then like they found out a girl, and they named it Bob. So they had this girl cat named Bob. There you go, girl orange cat named Bob. Named Bob. But yeah, so those are the suggestions. Tell us what you like. I guess you can send me some more. I'm going to feel bad. If you guys send me more after this, I can't guarantee you they'll make the list because I may lose interest and like get stoned
Reefers.
And forget. I swear to God, like 9 times out of 10, if I don't play your band and oh shit, I got to play somebody's band. If I don't play your band and I said I would, I just got stoned and forgot. I'm sorry. Remind me. I don't mind. Remind me. Your best bet though, your best bet is to listen to us live and type it right in the live chat, which I haven't been paying any attention to. Pretty quiet this morning. We got some people in there. Got some people in there, but they're not too chatty. But I guess lazy little Sunday morning. But if you guys were here for the sound check, you would have heard me discussing debit card information. So you guys missed that one. You guys missed that. But yeah, we got to play. I don't remember what I was talking about. I think I just got stoned. I was taking dabs during whatever song we just played, and they definitely worked. They worked. I don't know where I am anymore. I had a song I was going to play, and then I remembered that I was supposed to play somebody's band. They hit us up on Instagram. It was weird, though. They hit us up on some old-ass post, like a post from, like, 4 years ago, and it was like, check out our band. I was like, oh, okay. And I liked them, but I got to dig it up, so we're going to find it first. But before we do, I had another song on my mind about, like, rioting and shit, but I don't know. We're going to get to Bomb Squadron. Here's a good one for our quasi-theme we got going on. Here, this is the first track they put out on that 7-inch with Ian on vocals. We played Police off it in the last episode. Now we're going to play the first track, one of my favorite tracks, because underneath my Dead Boy shirt, there's a bomb strapped to my chest. Here's Blow 'Em Up, Bomb Squadron.
Your politics of your assets. Fight, 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 and never surrender. Pucks and skins, we're in it together.
Punch United,
we win.
Punch United,
we'll fit.
Punch United,
we win. Fuck the system, blow them up. Then we'll try and push you around. Run down, let up, run you down. We must stand up and fight, show society that we're right.
Punch United,
we win.
Punch United,
we'll win.
Punch United,
we win. Fuck the system, blow them up. Blow them up.
My Dead Boy shirt, the bomb strapped to my chest. Oh, you people, please, they don't mean shit to me. I push the button down and destroy society.
Punch United,
we will win.
Punch United,
we'll commit.
Punch United,
we will win. Fuck the system, blow them up. Blow them up.
Bomb Squad. God damn, I fucked up my voice yesterday. I was yelling a lot yesterday. And then I sneezed, like, really hard. I always sneeze really hard, but, like, it, like, scratched the hell out of my throat. Now I have, like, no voice left. But, yes, thanks for hanging out with us on Pogo City Radio. It was funny, right as I said that people were being quiet and stuff in there, a bunch of people came online. So how you guys doing? How you guys doing? Remember, if you guys missed the show, the beginning of the show, like Muggsy did right there, go over to Pogo City. Stream after this live show, and you'll be able to get the podcast in its entirety without commercials. Yes, we don't have commercials, but yeah, you can give us money anyway, though. Do you know what I mean? I don't mind. You know what? Free t-shirts and stickers, blowjobs, love them too. Love them too. I mean, I just feel like I spend most of my money on t-shirts, stickers, and blowjobs. So let's just
cut out the middleman.
He hasn't done anything wrong to us. Let's cut out the middleman. That's what we should do. That's what we should do. And marijuana. Buy more marijuana. We should do that too. Dabs. Only dabs. You're wasting your money if you're not buying dabs. That being said, this week, right, I do love like one-hitter dugouts, like for actual flower marijuana. But like, I really like the ones with the spikes. Like, so you know, if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, the fake cigarette bowls where you put like a hit of weed in, you know what I mean? And it looks like a cigarette and you smoke it, you know what I mean? It's a one-hitter. And fucking a dugout is like the little case that it goes in, it holds it, and you put the pipe or the bowl in one side, and then the other side is hollowed out and you dump a bunch of weed in it. Now, that's pretty handy, except these little cigarette one-hitters, they're always smooth around the end, and it's hard to pick up the bud if it's not broken up that well, or when there's just like crumble, like fucking shake at the bottom or something like that. You can't. So I have this spike one, and I've had it for years, where the tips have all these spikes on it, so you could straight up throw like a G, like one solid bud, right in the holder, and then just spin it, and it'll rip it off, and you could smoke it. It's fucking great. And but I got this shit clogged as fuck, because the hole is a little smaller than the ones that are smooth. And I'm pretty sure like a couple years ago I was trying to clean it, and I think I broke something off in it. So I could not get this thing cleaned, and I was doing a bunch of random shit this week, and I decided to start boiling shit. I legit boiled this piece for a half hour, like in boiling water for a half hour. I had it in there the whole time. Once the water started boiling, I set a half hour timer, pulled this thing out. It still was clogged. I was then able to get a piece of welding wire while it was real hot through and unclog that son of a bitch. And just because I did that, I actually bought some flower marijuana to smoke and put in my little dugout one hitter. So it's fun. It's fun. Yes, I do smoke the flower, but preferably for free. I just feel like if I'm going to spend my money, it's going to be on that THC concentrate. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm definitely going to spend my money, and it's definitely going to be on THC concentrate. So why don't we get to another fun song about breaking shit or rioting or just overall chaos, because those fuckers had it coming, right? I didn't see that sign saying no baseball bats. Here's Cox Bar. I'm going to go learn how to talk.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it? Yeah.
ballrooms of the Cox.
Cox Bar on Pogo City Radio. Now, you live listeners, I know I always say, if you missed the beginning, you got to go listen to the podcast. But you really do, because I read off the 30 names that have been suggested by listeners for our new Pogo mascot record logo thing. You know what I mean? That's what we're doing. Designed, thought up by envisioned by Sean. Brought to life by Jethro. So make sure you guys go listen to those 30 names. I'm going to read them off again. Not right now, but I'm going to read them off again at the end of the show. And like I said, we're going to fucking narrow it down to like 5 finalists. Throw that shit up on Facebook. Start a poll. And let the people decide. Unless, of course, I want to veto it. But it will not, because we're making the 5 finalists, which means we're okay with those 5. So no need to veto. Because I'm pretty sure if we did that, there would be some more fighting in the streets. And we got the Cockney Rejects up next. The Cockney Rejects right there.
Reefers.
The Cockney Rejects on Pogo City Radio. We're going to stick with this British oi. Here's a good one. Classic Foreskins. Chaos. I said, God damn.
Back out of skinny, come back out of front.
The Foreskins. My God, did I love that name when I was 14. It is great, though. That is a great, phenomenal name. That is a, for a four-man skinhead band, you don't get a name any better than that. But, yeah, so we're doing this little riot thing right now. You know what I mean? So we got a lot of fucking, like, British bands, because a lot of the British oi bands, especially in the 80s, you know what I'm saying? A lot of riot songs. A lot of we're really throwing it right down the middle with these last two episodes. Punk songs that hate cops, and now I guess we're doing punk songs about rioting. You know what I mean? It's not as specific as the cop show last episode, the ACAB pogo, which you guys should totally go listen to, but after this, of course. But yeah, this one, I guess this is kind of like your riot soundtrack, if you will. And I mean, I guess it depends, right? See, like, don't get me wrong. I've seen videos of, like, the Rodney King riots, and you see motherfuckers getting pulled out of trucks and, like, hit in the face with a brick. Like, that's not good. That's not good. That burning down the police station shit, though. I mean, I'm just saying, you motherfuckers gotta remember to raid the evidence locker first. You know what I'm saying? Before you burn that thing down. Raid that evidence locker. Waste not, want not. Here's the Abrasive Wheels. Burn them down. Keeping the tracks rolling, here's Leftover Crack with Burn Them Prisons.
Justice, I'm big, I'm not a man. I'm gonna hear the death of me, I'm predicting. create such a division between the rich and the poor that this surplus population is created, and the government's solution has been their detainment for increasing petty offense.
Blood of humans unfolds behind the precinct door. The gates of the minorities, the immigrants and foe. Next to hunt the handicapped, disabled, blind and deaf. And what would all these figures do? There's no one left. Move on the police state, assassinate the magistrate. We'll go to every town and tear their fucking prisons down. Move on the police state, assassinate the magistrate. We'll go to every town and tear their fucking prisons down. Down!
Leftover crack.
Fucking pigs. Fucking pigs, we're against them fucking pigs. Stab them with some dirty rigs. Buried under dirt and twigs. Gotta hate that gang of fucking pigs.
Alright, but see, that goes into that other song that we played on last week's episode, which was Fuck the Police, Gang Control. Gang Control. Yes, these two episodes definitely go together. Now, we got some requests, but I got one more lined up here, but I can't decide, right? I want to play some Blitz, and I don't know if I should play Attack. That feels fitting. Or if I should play Never Surrender. I think I'm going to play Never Surrender. Here we go. Here's Blitz. All right, some Blitz on Pogo City Radio. How's everybody doing? Now, I don't know, man. Not that there's been, like, any official word, but, I mean, the official word is that all 50 states have lightened regulations? You know the word I want to say. Well, I was right, right? Regulations? Revelations? Not revelations. They've lightened the things that say we can't go outside and play. Yes, the regulations. That's it, regulations. There we go.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
Yes, just poorly. Just poorly. But, yeah, so they've lightened all that. So who knows when shows will be back? Because, I mean, these riots don't seem to be obeying social distancing. So I don't know, man. I don't know. But that being said, I don't know. Ugh, scary. Scary. I love you ugly motherfuckers. But I don't want to die because you sneezed on me. But but yes. So maybe shows will be back. Maybe we're over the hump. I wonder if we're over the hump. Like, and don't give me some scientific explanation that says we are or we aren't, because we've been on both sides of that like 7 times. I'm just saying, I understand it might come back, but are we over the point where, like, now the worst is behind us for this particular episode? Like, do you know what? Did we hit that arc? Did we? I don't know. I do know we have a request, and it comes from one of our faithful live listeners from Virginia, David, who is not in the unsubs, Jessica. Jess really wants you to be in the unsubs, David, apparently, so you better start learning, like, rhythm guitar or something. But he wants to hear Rancid with Sublime. Rancid with Sublime, and I want a riot. So here's Rancid. doing the ska version of I Wanna Riot for David.
On your marks,
I Want a Riot. That was for David right there. Now, David, you typed to me you wanted to hear Sublime and Rancid, so I think that's what you meant, because that sounds like that, but I couldn't find Sublime and Rancid, so that was Rancid with the Stubborn All-Stars coming off a Rancid B-side collection, I Wanna Riot. Now, and David says he does play, by the way. He is not in the unsubs, but I think he was saying he got a P-bass, right? There you go. There you go. You and Joe are going to start a dual bass player band. That's what you guys are going to do, right? But maybe. And I'll be the third bass player. We'll be the bass playing trio. That's what we'll do. We'll be the bass playing trio. Shh. Don't let it out of the bag. But yes, I was supposed to cue up another song while that song was playing, but I was doing dabs instead. So just batting 1,000, right? But I mean, honestly, how hard is it to find a fucking punk rock song about a riot? I can make any punk rock song about a riot. Like, it's great. But which one should we do? I feel like we should do some Defiance. Defiance is nice and angry. Do you know what I mean? And political, but not overly political. Political overtones, but not political to the point. Like, to be specific. Here's Defiance with Burn. I ran and got my little one hitter just now. I missed it. I've probably smoked $20 of dabs since I've been up here. So yeah. And it's also it's like such a long process, and punk rock songs, not that last one per se, but punk rock songs are so fucking short. Like I'll go to fire up the torch and it takes like a minute, like a literal minute, you know what I mean? And like the minute the song I'm playing is like a minute and 12 seconds, and I'm like, oh shit, I did not realize, and then like I'm fucked. But the little one hitter is much quicker, because we're going to get right into this next one. Headed out to old New York. Here's Agnostic Front, Riot, Upstart, Pogo. Upstart, Pogo City Radio. All right, but I think we're going to be getting out of here soon. I've been busy as a motherfucker. So I've been totally Martha Stewarting it and redoing my rooms completely spontaneously. I said 2 years ago, oh, when I get my taxes, I'm going to redo my room. Never did it. Then I said last year, oh, when I get my taxes, I'm going to redo my room. And then I've been saying this year, oh, when I get my taxes, I'm going to redo my room. But I haven't got my fucking taxes yet, even though I was supposed to get them like February 23rd. But so I just did it anyway. And it's fucking sweet, right? I went to Home Depot to get the carpet installed because carpeting sucks. And the dude told me it was going to cost like $300 and I was going to have to tear it out myself. Well, I fucking actually go and make the purchase from HomeDepot.com. I actually called the people and double checked. I ain't got to rip shit out just like I thought. I don't even have to move the goddamn furniture. And it's $75 cheaper than he said. I was like, for real? I said, will it get cheaper if I rip it out? They said, you can rip it out, but it won't save money. I was like, oh no, you come rip that shit out. And it was only $218. He told me it was going to be almost three, and it was only $218, and I ain't got to do shit. So fucking yes, yes. But I started hanging those Ramones comics. I got these fucking hangers, and I hung them in my bedroom, actually. And they look real good. I'm still waiting on the fifth one, but I hung up all five because I needed them to be like centered and even and shit. And fucking, so I took the Niblick record and put that one on the center one for the time being. But when the Ramones comic goes, I'm going to put it there. And I'm hanging, I have more hangers like those. So I'm hanging some of the records up here. I'm definitely hanging that that one that Merle sent me, the Murder Junkies one, and the first Niblick one that Harpo gave me. We're going to hang out the Drew Getz one that they all gave us on the Thanksgiving with the Drew Getz episode. So, I got a bunch of shit like that to do. And I gave my room a second coat. I went out and bought more paint because it fucking needed it. The color I put over, it is almost the exact same color, but it's a little lighter. So it was bleeding through. I had to hit that shit up like a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to get the fuck out of here so I can put some more holes in my wall. That's what I'm going to do. And probably a little masturbation as well. A little masturbation. Hopefully with a friend. Hopefully. Oh, yeah. Probably both. Probably some masturbation with a friend. And then some all by my lonesome, like I am right now. At least I have pants on today. I do actually have pants on today. I know my previous statement probably makes you doubt that, but we all know if I didn't have pants on, I would tell you. So I'm going to play one more song. While I look for it, let me ramble about where you can get more stuff from us. Now, you guys can find the podcast, this live show in its entirety, over at PogoCity.stream upon the conclusion of the episode. You can also find the other 400 and fucking whatever episodes at PogoCity.stream. But if you don't like Podbean or something, or if you're like, I don't want to listen to you talk for 400 episodes, I only want to listen to the most recent 100, I don't know why that would be your opinion. That seems like a very strange opinion. So, but if you wanted to do that, you can listen on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, fucking Spotify, whatever. I don't fucking know. Something like that. Wherever podcasts are, remember, go over to our YouTube. It's not the podcast, but go give it a look-see. A bunch of awesome videos. I've been saying I'm going to put more videos up on there, but who knows? I probably won't. There's plenty. Go check them out. Maybe I will. I'm a lying sack of shit. I don't really know. Yeah, go over to, what is it, Pogo City Radio, probably. I would imagine if you type in Pogo City Radio on the YouTube search bar, it will take you to our page. In fact, I am certain. I'm certain it will. So go do that. Check out the videos. Plenty of blanks, stabs, plenty of locals like the Diamond Dogs, bands like the Drugettes, and then plenty of legendary bands as well. Got some videos of like the fucking Walter Lohr, Mike Ness, Glenn Matlock, Clem Burt, fucking LAMF, Johnny Thunders tribute type deal show. Plenty of real cool stuff up there. So go over to the YouTube, check that shit out. And I am scrolling through this music. And remember, if you see me in person, or Jess, especially if you see Jess in person, blow her. She loves getting blown almost as much as I do. But also Sean, I feel like, not Sean. Sean's married. Oh, well, sorry, ladies. Sorry. But yeah, believe it or not, I get plenty of chicks do hit me up and they're like, is Sean married? And I'm like, yeah, he is. Sorry. I'll let him know. He'll be flattered. But yeah, so we're going to get out of here. And thanks for listening. I still don't have a track. Here we go. We're getting out of here. Headed out west. Here's Total Chaos. Thanks for listening. Riot City. Good night, everybody. Or, I mean, it's 9:42 a.m. Good night, everybody. Chaos. You guys didn't think I was going to leave a Riot episode without playing Chaos, Riot, and Ruin, did you? We got one more for you. See you next time, Lower Class Brats on Pogo City Radio.
Party's over.